through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good.
How are you?
Good. You recovered from Comedy Fest?
I reckon I am.
Excellent.
It was a great time.
We heard all about it from Alice Canton yesterday. It sounded fantastic.
Did Alice share the fabulous news of Eli Mathewson winning the Fred and winning the Billy T?
It's very, very cool. We love to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, what's happening in the media at the moment?
A few things. Firstly, there's a mini revolt that's happening in Dunedin against Three, which is now owned by Discovery because they're shuttering their news operations there.
Oh, okay.
They've had this skeleton crew of two people basically doing the news operations for News Hub. One is the veteran reporter Dave Guslink and camera operator Grant Finlay, and Discovery announced recently that they're going to shut that office.
Whoa.
Which not only dealt with all of the news operations for Dunedin for News Hub, but also Southland and Central Otago as well.
Heck.
So off the back of that announcement, the mayor, Aaron Hawkins, started a petition online to save the newsroom, and now Sir Ian Taylor, who's a businessman down there, he started in TV ages ago, 50 years ago, and now he's got an animation company that's still going. He took out an ad in the paper telling everyone to boycott Three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dunedin versus the international media conglomerates.
It is, indeed. And so somewhat predictable, not maybe this exact thing, but that these types of moves would be happening as Discovery looked for cost-cutting measures to try and lean things up here.
Do we think that there's a chance for the Dunedin crew? Because, I mean, it is one of those things where you can sort of see how, as you're saying, maybe not this exact scenario, but the idea of them sort of cutting a few bits and pieces around, with which in their mind is like, oh, we'll just get rid of that space, we'll get rid of this space. But, you know, regional news teams are important.
I get the sense that Discovery's not going to listen at all to an online petition and a businessman taking an ad in the paper versus saving, you know, $100,000 a year or whatever it is.
At least it makes a good stand, though, for that community.
Yeah, it does. And it just, I mean, it highlights a problem that's probably going to keep happening, in this thing that basically I talk about every time I do a media bet, which is just another way in which the finances of news operations around the world are being eroded and the danger that that presents for democracy.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is not Democracy Manifest.
No.
If you're familiar with that meme.
I
In other local newsy news, Martin Devlin, that name mean anything to you? Maybe not.
No.
Veteran sports reporter.
Yeah,
No.
Fair enough.
Should I know? Maybe I should. Well, I will now. Anyway, sorry.
He's at News Talk ZB, and sports fans will know him, perhaps slightly older people, such as myself, an elder millennial. I don't know if I qualify for that, actually. But we'll be familiar with Martin because he is a man with a very storied history of getting himself into the shit, and he has again. He's managed to keep his job at News Talk ZB after having a few days off after an incident, which was that he took a swing at a junior reporter in the newsroom after a some sort of argument. Came out that, and I'll just quote the wording that RNZ put, so I'm not putting my own stank on this, sent inappropriate messages and unwanted invitations to women in his newsroom.
No.
The interesting thing about this is that he's got kind of a litany of incidents over the years. Like, I remember he got charged by the police on disorderly behaviour, which I think was subsequently dropped, when he jumped on his wife's car bonnet during an argument.
Crikey.
In public. And it's not great. He's quoted the death of his father in 2007 as the reason why he's struggling to keep an even keel, which, you know, the death of a parent is hard. And also 2007 was quite a long time ago.
Crikey.
So it's pretty unfortunate that that is continuing to affect colleagues around him.
Yeah, that's,
and I guess I should probably
stuff.
Stop saying words before I get a BSA complaint. The spin-off's editors have changed, or editor has changed into editors, which I think this is really cool, actually.
This is cool news. I was excited to see this.
Toby Manhire, who is a sort of veteran New Zealand political reporter and sort of social commentator, I would say, has been the editor there for 3.5 years at the spin-off. And Alex Casey and Madeline Chapman are going to be taking over in the role as joint editors, which is really choice. Alex Casey was one of the few founding members of the spin-off with Duncan Grieve when it kicked off in 2014. Mads has had this incredible career herself as well. She wrote the book about Jacinda Ardern. She's been working as a senior editor at North and South. So, yeah, a really special thing, a really rare move to see two women editors of major journalistic publication. So, pretty cool. And it'll be really interesting to watch the changes that they make in the tone and what they want to do with the spin-off.
Awesome. We'll be absolutely watching that space. I know Mads has done many important bits of journalism in her time, but also her ultimate chip ranking was pretty hectic, caused a lot of controversy.
She's a woman who knows what New Zealand wants, and it's power rankings of our favourite chip flavours.
Exactly. Any other media news to report?
I reckon that'll do it for me. Although I will say this, I just because I've finished the comedy festival, which was a pretty busy period, I've started like catching up on watching stuff.
Oh, true.
Just cranked through all of Creamery. Man, I was impressed.
We got some good.
Still got to watch that.
Some good TV makers here in New Zealand.
It's so crazy because it's being advertised on all of TVNZ's social media as a like hilarious comedy, and clearly the people have not watched it. It's like a sci-fi action thriller. Like it's got comedic bits for sure.
But it's pretty hardcore.
It's awesome. Yeah. I was really impressed. So just a big shout out to particularly Roseanne Liang, who directed and wrote it, and Perlina and JJ and Ali, who are the stars of it. It's so choice.
It is.
It's a great show.
Hey, thank you so much, Tim. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. All right.